Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, producer Ryan here. The audio on this episode's a little blown out at the top, but it gets better about 7 minutes in, so stick with it and enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies!
Yes, I love movies!
Wow! All the ships have arrived. We're coming to you for the first time ever from Laugh Boston. I'm nestled in the lobby of a beautiful hotel. In a beautiful area that sprung up out of concrete and steel. And I'm glad you guys are here because it really is Tall Ships Day today. And that's what everybody uses as an excuse for why it's hard to get around on land. It's Tall Ships Day. Yeah, they're out in the water, all those ships. What does that have to do with this traffic? I don't know why they don't just go, it's Boston, that's why there's traffic, right? It's Saturday, June 17th, 2017.
Yes, it is.
Thank you for verifying that. Now shut the fuck up. Boston never lets me down when it comes to name tags. How'd you guys do today? I saw that one out front. Oh Lord, that Alien versus Predator versus Justin. So stand up and show everybody that one. That's pretty good. Into what Jones?
Indebama Jones.
Indebama Jones. Your name's not Debama though.
Debbie Ann.
Debbie Ann. Holy shit. Should really think before I start. I've seen Pat on a hot tin roof before, right?
Yep.
All right, cool. Transporter 2, Judgment J. That was a real easy switch. You just dark out a lot of the D. I like it. The Mark of Zorro, that's me and you?
Amy Adams.
That's me and Amy Adams. Good one. Put that the fuck down. You guys love it too much when I'm mean to people in the audience. Yeah, you shouldn't enjoy it so much. Douglas Benson Fallon Down. Yeah. Your last name is Fallon?
It is.
Just like Jimmy?
Yes.
Have you ever met him?
No.
I bet you he'd be nice to you. You guys have the same last name. Anyway, lots of great name tags. Good job, everybody. Thank you for doing that. Thank you to the Laugh Boston for not wondering why people are doing that. Did anybody bring any donuts in? All right, settle down, settle down. Because I got bad news for you guys. It feels like a conspiracy against Douglas movies, but I assure you it is not. The comedy club here has a sign backstage that says you can't throw anything from the stage. Did someone just suggest that I just have to walk off the stage? Just go stand over there. All right, I'll keep that in mind. There's always a goddamn loophole. But there was another rule of something else we're not supposed to do. Oh, we're not allowed to bring anyone from the audience up on stage, but that wasn't going to happen today anyway. But it's still interesting to keep these rules in mind. Doug plugs. Douglas Movies is back here tomorrow at 4:20. Different guests, unless my guests today refuse to leave. But that's going to fuck up the shows that are here later tonight. Monday night, June 19th, I'm doing stand-up at the Comedy Connection in Providence, Rhode Island. Woo! Next weekend, Douglas Movies returns for two shows to Helium in Philly. It, of course, will be a gas and is a gas. And Monday, June 26th, we're back at the Gramercy Theater in New York City. And that'll be a gas, too, and it, actually. And when I write these things down, I try to make the plugs fun and funny, but then once I'm reading them, I just try to get the fuck over with. But who's coming back tomorrow? Do we have any two-dayers? Good for you. Those of you that are not coming back, what's the reason? I mean, I'll accept any reason. Work, yeah, that's a good one. But Dad, though, really? You can't? Just in case the listeners didn't hear that, and I guess half the crowd didn't hear it, she yelled out the reason she's not coming tomorrow is because of tall ships. Wasn't that fun? Was that your first professional laugh? You got two of them, the first time and the repeat. You might be good at this. Are you just sitting there alone over there? Okay. Oh, shit, no, you're not alone. I will not say anything more to the girlfriend of the eyes. Shit. God damn it. The eyes. I wanted to say a house by the... Wait, what's the one? The hills have eyes. That's it. Stupid, big, bald guy joke. All right. I don't know how big you are. I know how bald you are, but I can't... From this far away, I can't tell how big you are. For all my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
Yeah!
Oh no, I hope the listeners didn't hear that. Although that may be a fun twist to start getting the entire audience to yell yeah at the end of it. Suddenly everyone's so much more enthusiastic for DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah! TJ Miller, yeah! All right, I brought a prize bag. You can see it's a lovely one. It is a hotel laundry bag. Yeah, it might even have some laundry smell in it. But it's also got... Did I stay here at the Westin?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, so the stocking is on. Good luck, because I really covered my tracks. Here's what's in the prize bag today. Of course, I'm on a run of a lot of shows right now over the next couple of weeks, and this is currently the last Douglas Movies shirt that I have in my possession. I'm gonna get more, but I don't know why I'm telling you guys this. Like, oh, I got such a special shirt. No one else is getting a shirt for maybe a week or two. I've got a koozie that says Brooklyn Summer Ale on it. Okay, one person. is a fan of Brooklyn Summer Ale. Which of those three words were you wooing, or just the whole brand?
The whole brand.
You like that beer?
Sure.
Oh, no. Okay. So now she's backpedaling. How do you feel about D-Luscious cookies? Because there's a good, totally broken up one in the bag. It didn't do well in my checked baggage. Also from, have you guys tried Nature Box? I think I did an ad for them. And they sent me a bunch of stuff, including Sweet and Simple Berry Nut Mix. And that sounded like something I wouldn't like. So you guys... But I think some people would, right? It sounds all right. We got a copy of my CD. Oh, this is exciting. I was out at the Provincetown Film Festival, International Film Festival. Yeah, PIFF. And, which is pretty appropriate, I think. and they gave me a bag full of stuff, you know, for going to the festival. I think Laugh Boston has a ghost. What was this hotel built over? Indian burial ground? If you're in Provincetown ever, you might go out there, right? You might take the ferry like I did. You can get $1 off a Roll Witch or a salad at Box Lunch of Provincetown, 355 Commercial Street. Not to be confused with Boston's Commercial Street, or is that just a really long street? That'd be crazy. Oh, and a little piece of pipe, a little peacemaker pipe with the spirit of Christmas for you. Plus, all the stuff brought by my guests. Please give a big warm welcome to them as I bring them to the stage right now. Hopefully they're somewhere near the stage. Because I don't see them anywhere over there, but maybe they're just waiting to hear their names before they start heading out. Please give a big warm welcome to Josh Brown, Ken. Settle down. You do. I thought, so you guys are all Josh Brown fans over there? You're like in the worst seats to see Josh Brown. At least you know what he looks like. But yeah, I've never had people get that hot on the first of three names. I couldn't even get out the other names. It's Ken Reed and Sam Levine. Oh boy, good to see you guys.
Thank you.
I'm way too. This chair is not that I don't want to be this close to you, but it's unusually close.
Compared, you want to move closer?
Yeah, I might just
come on over.
I feel like I'm ready.
Yeah, get over there. Do you want me to move this way?
Yeah. Can you sit with them?
Oh no, wait. I moved at the beginning because there's a couple of pillars in the audience,
nice.
And
yeah.
I wanted to make sure everyone could see me.
That's
why we're a little tight here in the middle.
That's good. It's fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be okay. Let's meet them individually, starting with the fan club guy.
Hello!
The person with the most people here to see him specifically. It's Josh Brown, everybody!
Finally here of my own accord at this point.
Finally here, just as a legit guest with not a very hot mic.
Hello?
Hello, let's get him some...
I don't think of your own accord is the correct phrase. Because that implies you were against your will here.
Yeah, you were under duress the last few times you were here. Well, I either was or I wasn't.
It's pretty fascinating how you got a microphone that doesn't work.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Well, the people have heard him
before.
Is
pretty low.
Is there an on-off switch on that one?
You got to rub it. That'll warm it up.
It's on, it's just the volume...
How do you like him now? Now he's stroking his microphone off.
He doesn't know. He doesn't do this.
But maybe we could fly in. I think there's a cordless around if that one doesn't come to life. But say something else.
Hello? Anybody?
No. No. Here, borrow somebody else's for a second so I can chat with you about...
It might be his voice.
About being here.
Sorry.
Put his check and see.
Microphones do not like my voice.
Yeah. Does this one working all right?
That's working all right.
Okay.
Yeah. But you do need to speak up in general.
Just in general.
Yeah, like right now, you're still sounding like you're not on a hot mic.
Sorry. Now...
Yeah.
Better? All right. Good. I'll keep it a lot closer.
That was just Doug's Mr. Miyagi. You've like taught him a life lesson here. Speak up. Speak up in general.
It is a life lesson. How are things at Metropolitan Pipe?
Everything's great. Everything's great. Happy to be here. I got some more stuff to give away, so.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. But for now, you're going to be silenced again.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sam?
I'm silencing you, apparently.
No, wait, so it's Met Pipe that you?
Met Pipe, yeah.
Met Pipe, wow.
Does it work now?
Is it working now?
I think so.
Sorry, do I have to put it in my mouth to...
Can you?
Hello?
Yeah, sometimes you got to really get on top of it. And that's why I always bring some wipes before using a microphone. I wipe it down.
Yeah. And then I should have wiped this down.
And then when I'm I've
been here before, you should have.
Yeah.
And when I'm done at the end, I lick it and I walk away. Yeah. All right.
Again,
so,
life lesson.
I'll give them out all day long. I don't give a shit. Ken Reed is here, everybody.
Thank you. That is unexpected.
Boston comedy phenom.
Thank you.
Regular guest on this show. Oh, we swapped out the mics anyway for
yeah,
Josh?
Yeah, we got a new one now.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
I feel better about
He's that. He's wireless, so he can go into the crowd.
Well, as long as they don't go into him. What?
That's right.
Ken is the Boston comedy phenom and host of TV Guidance Counselor.
Indeed.
Podcast. Yes. Yep. Which I appeared on the last time I came through town.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Clearly thank you for doing this.
Very popular podcast. I love a hometown crowd. Oh, boy.
I have trouble saying quid pro quo.
Yes.
But I just did. So.
We have a future in politics.
We have a future in bashing myself in the face with a microphone. I even have a mic stand. It's terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you guys. I know you're excited to applaud for him one more time because Sam the Ma'am Levine.
Oh, come on, Boston. Thank you. You're very kind to me. This is much too sweet. I feel like, Doug, I feel like somebody told this crowd that the last time I was at Fenway, someone threw a battery at me. And they all feel so bad. They were like, don't, that's not Boston. That's just some drunk guy. We'll be nice. So thank you. That's very sweet of you.
Team Sam.
Now, I didn't say Lil Wolverine.
You didn't.
I want to run something by you.
All right, Doug. What do you got?
Can I start calling you Lil Logan?
Not Lil Wolverine. She's Lil whatever she is. What's her name?
Laura.
Sure. Look, you can call me whatever you'd like, but I feel like the Lil Wolverine moniker is kind of stuck.
What about Weekend Wolverine?
Oh, yes, you know I'm not afraid to add another AKA.
That's true. Doug,
I'll say all of your aliases every time. Yeah.
You've given me many nicknames, so I leave it up to you, sir.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Little Logan.
There it is.
Did you see the Logan picture?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant the airport, because we're in Boston.
I did.
You look just like it. Just like it.
There's a lot of ladies here who like to sit on your tarmac.
That's right. Oh, the food court in Terminal 3 is delicious.
I did see Logan. Finally.
How'd that work out for you?
It was great, man. It's probably my favorite movie that Wolverine is in, and because it is a hard R.
Yeah, they go
that
for
is
it.
That is a Marvel movie for adults.
Yeah,
Deadpool taught them fantastic. Well.
Yeah,
but I think it was kind of already in the works before Deadpool, but it helped them to, it emboldened them.
Yes, it did.
To be that violent and that dirty.
This might be a scoop, but everyone might know this already, but they're filming the New Mutants movie in Boston.
What?
Yeah.
Mutants? And it's, what's it, do you know what it's called?
It's called the New Mutants. It's a, I'm not even kidding, like that's the comic called the New Mutants.
Oh,
it's an X-Men spinoff.
The movie. New Mutants,
New Mutants movie.
Yeah.
Not the New Mutants movie.
Yeah.
Well, also that, but. No, they're filming it here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry that it's gone this far without me asking you guys if you want anything to drink. I've got a cocktail. Would you like anything?
I'm good.
I'm all right here.
You guys all right?
I'll take a Bud Light if anything.
Okay. Josh is going crazy with a Bud Light if you don't mind.
Well, I don't want to go too
Dear
long,
Laugh
you know?
Boston, please bring Josh your finest beer.
Yes. The Bud Light.
A Bud Light.
Most drank
How would you like that? Would you like that in a champagne flute?
with a slice of lime? No, it would have to come with a slice of lemon.
Yeah, no, if I could just get a Bud Light Lime, I'd
would
be
Would you
happy,
like some... Oh, really?
They make that?
Yeah. It's like a very summer beer.
Oh, is that the Limerita? Like people who drink Bud Light care that it's summer. Sorry.
I need a light beer for summer. The sun weighs me down. And
we only get 2 months of it, so we take whatever we can.
And they're not even consecutive, which is weird.
Yeah, it's real spotty. You got a spotty summer.
Yeah.
Like today was foggy as shit for the ship sails.
Because of the stupid tall ships. They bring the fog with them.
Look at that.
That's service. That's service.
Presented to you like a sword.
Yeah, that was really...
For the listener at home, they wheeled a rock out on stage with a Bud Light stuck in it. And he actually removed it from the stone.
Yeah. Bud Light does not deserve this. But.
And now he's the king of beers. I'm ashamed of that one.
That was good.
Boston phenom Ken Reed. You guys thought I was joking around, but I meant it. Now, there's a question I like to ask all of my guests. There's several questions, but let's start with, because Josh was anxious to get into it. What do you got for the prize bag, fellas?
Well,
who wants to go first, Josh?
You said my name first, so I'll go for it. So I try and bring relatively different things each time, mostly about Met Pipe. But so we had a golf tournament this year, so I've got Met Pipe hats that we have a golf logo. So these are nice.
Yeah. Two of the same hats, so a couple can walk out of here proud.
Yeah. Well,
couple of pipe fitters.
Yeah, exactly. I was planning on throwing one out, but I was told I'm not allowed to do that.
Like in the garbage?
No, like out into the crowd. You saw the sign.
And it opened up my eyes, I saw the sign.
If we can get an All That She Wants reference into this show, we're going to be the number one Ace of Base podcast in the world. They were like an ABBA for the 90s.
I've also got a tape measure from Metropolitan Pipe, you know, so...
How many feet, bro?
I can't do the whole thing now. I'm going to say 26.
Hey, Ken, are you trying to tell me that you've never heard of DLMM?
Doug loves
Mamma Mia?
Oh, no, yeah. But I don't do the Patreon, so I can't listen to the episodes.
It really is only for my special fans.
Yeah.
I've got some more. You know, I've got some koozies that are nice.
You
Again,
can put that on a Bud Light.
I could put that on my Bud Light.
Oh, yeah.
Show us how it works.
I'm going to keep one.
Demonstrate. Demonstrate the koozie.
Koozie in action. There you go.
Ooh.
That's nice.
Whoa, like whoa, a glove.
Right. Hey, this is a family place, man.
We no longer have a koozie to give away, so that's fine.
No, now it's stage worn, and it's worth more.
Yeah. I'll sign it if we have to. Let's see.
Oh. Koozie is what we call them these days.
You want to hold the beer?
An old-fashioned fleshlight.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you.
I want you to hold the beer.
I appreciate that. All right.
Not touching your koozie.
I've also got some T-shirts that are just
don't bring a koozie
t-shirts.
Around Donald Trump. He will fucking grab the shit out of it.
Who needs a beer? I want to keep this cold. Donald Trump's penis is definitely lower than body temperature. Like, if you did a Terminator, I mean, a Predator heat map on that man, it would just be an ice cold spot right in his crotch. Just a theory.
And so I've got one last one here that it's sponsored by one of my vendors. There's a company called Kohler. You've probably seen their commercials.
I've peed in their toilets.
Yeah, you've pissed on them before. This is a box of chocolates that has each finish of their faucets as the chocolate. No idea why they made it. So if you want a brushed nickel piece of chocolate, please eat away.
Just some advice for Kohler. If you make toilets, don't produce chocolates. Like, that is just basic marketing.
And that's all I got.
That's all.
Sorry. You moved so far away, I couldn't get you.
Wow.
Exciting, right?
Thank you, Josh.
Is it in a Shaw's bag?
Of course it is.
Oh, they got Pola Seltz on sale right now, four for $5.
You're damn right.
I like Shaw's little tagline.
Yep.
Yeah, you're in for something fresh.
Well, they flirt with you when you check
out.
Do
you like to have fresh things in you?
Yeah. Ooh.
Bend over for some fresh.
When you walk out, they just slap you.
yell something about being a taste maca. All right, Ken, what do you got?
All right,
because it's another bag full of garbage.
It's a bag full of garbage. I have Blade Runner on beta.
Not a bit. It is Blade Runner on beta.
I have a framed photo of Emmanuel Lewis fishing on a boat.
You can put it back in the same bag.
He's fishing. I have a collection of 80s titty movies, including Wild Malibu Weekend and Seduction of a Nerd with music by Quincy Jones. I have a Region 2 DVD copy of Thief that you can't play unless you have a special DVD player.
Michael Mann's finest.
Yep. I have a TV guide from this week in June from 1999 with Sable on the cover. Here you are. I have a set of lobby cards from the 40-year-old Virgin. I have a set of Spanish lobby cards from David Cronenberg's Crash in Spanish.
That's the only Crash I'll recognize.
Yes. I got a Ken Reed TV Guidance Counselor work shirt and a CD of my comedy and a pin. And then my favorite thing that I brought that will probably not be... Oh, thank you, sir.
Sorry, I got you.
Everybody's favorite is I brought an inflatable version of an international movie star. Here he is. This is an inflatable Ronald Reagan, everybody. So, it's inflatable Ronald Reagan.
What the hell?
He's down, man down.
Wow, people really do win at Doug Lowe's movies.
They do. So he deflates if you have to take him home. He's staring right at you and it's disturbing.
Yeah. It's like a kind of a child's punching bag.
Yeah.
But with Ronald Reagan's face on it.
That's right. A shockingly accurate Ronald Reagan, I should say.
Can you imagine how upset Twitter would be if something like that happened to a current president?
I know.
I loved you in Point Break.
Yeah.
It does. It looks like someone wearing a Ronald Reagan mask.
Yeah.
That's so amazing. That's,
someone can take that home.
All right. Well, and also
someone
maybe
has to take that home.
Yeah. Maybe.
My wife said I can't come.
My
home
wife. If little. If little Logan gets upset during the games today, he could take it out on Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. With pleasure.
Yeah. Let's give Ronald Reagan a kick.
This Blade Runner beta. There's this. I wanted to look at it because there's a picture from the movie on the back where I am like I'm just out of frame when this picture was taken. But there's black and white versions of the picture where you can see me. But anyway, all of those things are amazing. I'm sorry you had to follow that, Sam.
Yeah, me too. This is really going to not be impressive compared to Ronald Reagan.
So you're telling us you didn't bring any toilet chocolate?
I did not bring toilet chocolate.
Do you want to go make some?
But I did.
Make a toilet chocolate for mommy.
See, I bet everybody here likes decaffeinated coffee bean and tea leaf single packets. Two of those. But
Wait a second, that's just from your hotel room.
That's exactly correct, Doug. I didn't want to show up with just the other things.
Oh, okay.
No, I brought real things. As I may or may not have revealed on a previous episode, for some insane reason, I was the recipient of a whole lot of For Your Consideration television programs. And so I have entire seasons of Transparent,
oh,
Bosch, and Red Oaks.
Oh.
Three Amazon shows that are all really good, and you don't even have to have an Amazon Prime subscription. Boom, here's three seasons right there for you. Plus the coffee, which is decaf, so it won't really help you binge.
Pass them down. Great job, you guys. A lot of great stuff that I'm going to keep. I'm leaving with that Ronald Reagan thing.
You can, yeah. I mean, he'll fit in a carry-on.
Once you deflate it or whatever. I feel like it's important to get a picture of it.
Yeah.
Right?
You want me to hold him up? He is an elderly person, so he's got some difficulties.
There we go. Let me just get a quick... Just hold it like that. Yeah, that's perfect. Like a golf ball.
This is how they held Ronald Reagan up when he made speeches. They'd mat it out, but he was very old.
All right, here we go. Let me just get a good picture of this.
Take one for the Gipper.
No.
Oh. Face down in the gutter, Ronnie.
Look at the video of it. Ooh. Oh, that's going on my social media. All right. Thank you for bringing all that stuff, though. And that is going to be a fun thing for somebody to own. How can you give it up, Ken?
Well, my home is very strange and unusual. And,
yeah.
Yep. And, you know, I have so many things of that caliber. You're using them like a koozie. And I think this is illegal, so I'm not saying you should do this, but if you put him in the passenger seat, you probably can go in the carpool lane. And no one's going to pull you over and be like, is that Ronald Reagan? Because they'll feel crazy.
Need to see your license and registration? Well...
Doug, you know I hate four guests.
Oh, shit. Okay, so that's all the stuff. And you brought it in a lovely Marshall's Halloween bag.
That's right.
We should point that out as well.
There's one thing I have. It's a lot of Marshall's Halloween bags, and
I think that bag's so big I can consolidate a little bit.
I was thinking that.
Yeah, in case the winner has to fly home.
Yep.
They can only take so much carry-on. All right. One of the other questions I need to ask you guys is, we'll start with you, Sam.
Yeah.
What was the last movie you saw?
I know I'm way behind on this, but I finally saw Get Out.
All right.
Yes. All that applause is justified. It was a great movie. I don't know
if it's justified. It's kind of interesting that someone could get applause for having seen a film.
Well, I don't think they were applauding me for having seen it. I think they were applauding their appreciation.
They're excited that
we
all love that movie and that that you finally got around to it.
Yeah.
Had it been kind of ruined for you? Was it a little less exciting?
No, I had avoided. I had managed to avoid all spoilers right up until I saw it on VOD.
Well,
yeah.
That's your way of saying you don't have any black friends.
I think that was implied.
No, I'm
just kidding. They would blurt out everything that happened
just to
spoil it for Whitey.
Right. That's right. That's exactly how it went down.
All right. What'd you see there, Josh?
Last night I saw the movie Band-Aid by Zoe Lister-Jones. Written, directed, and produced, created, her and Adam Pally. It was a really good movie.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, you know,
none of those names meant anything to me.
Yeah,
I was like, about do they know it's Christmas? Is it a movie?
No, no. I mean, Susie Essman was in it too. Still nothing, Ken?
I've heard of her.
Okay. I mean, you know what was funny? It was a lot of good TV people in this movie. You know, people from New Girl, people from, there's a new show that Zoe Lister-Jones is in, Life and
Where'd Business. You see it?
Coolidge Corner Theater. Okay. Right around the corner.
So
yeah,
it's in limited theater.
Yeah, but you can also now get it VOD on IFC Films.
Okay. What's it called again?
Band-Aid. Yeah, Fred Armisen is in it, too.
I've definitely seen the words Band-Aid, and I just never looked further.
Yeah, it's really good.
Sound like something I wouldn't want to see.
Hopefully no one's like, is this Band-Aid the movie, like Emoji the movie? And they think it's all about
every goddamn product's going to have a movie. Yeah. Oh, like, I can't wait to see the Kleenex movie.
It's going to be so good. It's going to be a tearjerker.
Yeah, I heard...
There will be jerking going on. I
heard you shouldn't put the Q-tip movie too far into your ear.
No, you got to wear earplugs if you're going to the Q-tip movie. And then all the rap fans will go, and they'll be like, what is this shit?
This is not Get Out.
What was the last movie you saw, Ken?
I saw a documentary called Future Shock that was about the rise and fall of 2000 AD Magazine, which was a British comic magazine where, like, Judge Dredd came out and that kind of stuff. It was really interesting. It just came out. It's very good.
Documentary that you saw where?
I saw it on demand.
That's where you just stand in your home and scream for it?
Yep. I said, show me Future Shock! And then
it happened.
Then it just happened. Yeah.
And talk about Future Shock.
I know. And I finally saw Rogue One.
Rogue One.
I sleep a lot.
So you're a Star Wars, like, when you get around to a guy. You're not that excited.
Yeah, I don't really like
it.
Star Wars very much, but I love Donnie Yen, who's from Boston.
He is?
Yeah, he grew up in Chinatown. Yeah.
All right.
His mother still lives here. He sometimes is on the train. But he's great in it, so I watched it for the Donnie Yen.
Okay.
No one else has probably done that. It's fine.
Maybe not.
It's just not my thing.
I saw a movie last night at at PIFF. I saw... the new Sofia Coppola movie, The Beguiled. Oh. And it's the kind of movie where I, like, encourage people to see it even though I didn't love it because I don't think it's for me.
Who is it for?
Let me just give you I'll describe it, then you could say whether or not you think it's for you.
All right.
It's like if there was a season of The Bachelor that took place during the Civil War.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So if that sounds appealing to you, then go and have fun. And if you're like, what? Then maybe you might not be into it.
Steampunk Bachelor.
It's just a dude and a bunch of women in a house in the Civil War, and that's all we will say. But it just reminded me of reality TV and how the bitches will turn on each other.
Oh, yes.
If you give them the chance. All right. My final question before we get into the games portion is, starting with Sam again, or actually on this one, raise your hand when you think you have an answer, because I might be springing this one on you guys.
Okay.
Because if you haven't heard of the show lately, I'm obsessed with finding movies that are great that I have not seen. And you have to guess the name of a movie, and I'll tell you whether I saw it or not. If I haven't, it goes on my list. The list right now is just one movie. Predestination.
I have seen Predestination.
Is it good?
If you like time travel, you will kind of enjoy it.
See, that's what I mean. It's like I'm getting mixed reviews, but the people who love it really love it.
Yeah.
And then other people are like, it's okay, or that movie sucks. So I'm like, not going to pull the trigger yet because I'll have to purchase it somewhere.
Yeah, you're going to, you'll enjoy it, but you're not going to love it. I already know that about you. You're not going to love this movie.
I don't like when people know stuff about me.
Yeah. That was the tagline for the movie, weren't they?
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it, but...
I will enjoy it more just because you said that.
Okay.
Yeah, just to spite you, I will love it.
Then by all means.
No, I think you're probably right. Okay. So does anybody have a good one to pitch?
I have a good one that you have not seen.
Okay.
And it is called Deterrence. Deterrence is a movie that was made in the late 90s, written and directed by a guy named Rod Lurie, who followed it up with the movie The Contender.
That I did see.
Which I'm sure you did see, and it's a very good movie. And this one is also political in nature, and it's a lot of talking, but it's a lot of good talking. And it's a movie where the President of the United States is on the road. He's touring America, and he gets stuck in a really bad snowstorm in, like, the middle of Montana. And he's in some little restaurant there, some hole-in-the-wall restaurant. And while he's stuck there in this blizzard, basically a nuclear war starts to happen. And, like, he has to, like, open the football and, like, decide whether or not to launch nuclear missiles and attack another thing. And then all the locals who are in this restaurant are, like, trying to get in his face and stop him, and some want him to do it. And the president in this movie is played by Kevin Pollak. That's right, sir.
Is it Kevin Pollak doing a Reagan impression?
No, it is Kevin Pollak in my favorite role that he's ever done in this movie, Deterrence.
Now we know why you're so biased on behalf of this movie.
I liked the movie before I met him. And I think
it's the first thing I said to him when I met him.
That is one of
I love Deterrence.
And
he's like, what? You love detergents? What are you saying?
You don't
smell like
it.
Please, could you stand up and speak to me?
Yeah.
When they met, I'm sure Sam was a child. When did you first meet Kevin?
Is that how you talked to little Logan? I met Pollak when I was 18 in the year...
see? I told you.
2000. I'm not much
You're
taller
18
now.
You're playing 15.
I wish I had a considerable growth spurt between 18 and present. Can't say that I did.
Didn't still happen. Time. Might yeah. happen.
There's but still yeah. time.
What about you guys, Josh or Ken? Do you have a movie you think I haven't seen that I should put on the list?
Yeah.
Deterrence is now number one, and then Predestination.
Okay, I've got a movie. I don't know if you'll love it, but I think more people would love it if they watch it. It was from the mid-90s. It was called Suburbia with Giovanni Ribisi.
Yeah, Richard Linklater.
Yeah, I saw that.
You saw that, okay. Nobody ever talks about that movie, and I really enjoyed it. Nice.
Isn't it mostly like in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven?
Pretty much, yeah, right. But like, for people that live in the suburbs, like a good coming-of-age tale of hating your life and then somebody dying. No spoilers, again, mid-90s, but...
Yeah, it was a long time ago, and no one's going to seek it out because of your recommendation.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think you really sold it. I mean, I think I heard it when I said, is that movie that takes place in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven?
Yeah, that probably describes it
pretty
well.
That already does not sound cinematic.
Don't lead with Giovanni Ribisi.
Parker Posey? Is that
who
you're going
to lead
with?
Okay.
Yeah, you throw Parker Posey out there. And then shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And then they find out about Ribisi once they start watching it, but then it's too late.
Yeah, and you could go either way on Ribisi. Ribisi's great sometimes. Other times you're like, what the fuck is happening, Ribisi? But at least I didn't pay for a Ribisi movie.
Yeah, I didn't go in there expecting Ribisi.
Because I might not go in there.
No. It's like cilantro.
It's exactly like cilantro. Yeah.
I didn't know if you said Sinatra or cilantro.
I thought you said Sinatra.
Ribisi is the Sinatra of the 21st century. I mean, I don't know if you guys have heard his duets record, but man alive, is it good. Have you seen a film called Roadside Prophets?
Who's in that?
It stars Ad Rock of the Beastie Boys and John Doe of X.
I'm in.
It's very good road movie. It has a lot of people that did a lot of movies with Alex Cox, like Repo Man and Straight to Hell.
So Harry Dean Stanton.
Harry Dean Stanton's in it.
Shows up.
He sings a song on the soundtrack.
Oh, wow.
And it's just a good, weird road movie about two guys who are trying to bring their buddy's ashes across the country. And it's Ad Rock and John Doe.
All right.
It's a good movie. Should be seen more.
All right. You're not calling it great.
I enjoy it, but I have odd taste.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I'll put it on the list somewhere.
Yeah, maybe low.
So did
Prophets,
Sam
Roadside Prophets.
Roadside Prophets, yeah.
It made me think of another movie people have been shoving at me for a while now that I got to get around to, Green Street Hooligans.
Yeah. That's a good movie.
Sounds like it's about
people love
soccer.
It. It's a sports movie, right?
Yeah. Well, oh, were you thinking of the Big Green? The soccer movie with the redhead kid?
It's the same
movie?
The Big Green?
Yeah.
Big Green, yeah.
With the Goots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're thinking of the Big Green.
Nobody's thinking of the big Green Street Hooligans is about gangs.
Yeah, yeah.
Why does somebody make it sound like it's a sports movie? The gangs,
soccer hooligans.
Yeah, it's a soccer hooligan.
Oh, there is soccer. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Like Millwall.
Yeah. Oh, Millwall is a big part of it. Yeah.
Are they? I figured if it's hooligans in soccer, Millwall's involved.
Yeah, yeah. I know. That's good. Charlie Hunnam was in that movie.
Pretty good. People love that movie, so I that's definitely something I keep thinking of checking out.
Have you seen Jaws?
You know what's funny? It's as much as I love movies and growing up in the 70s, I didn't get into it until Jaws 2.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's where they really got me into the series. Yeah. That was my entry point, and then there was no looking back.
Well, Jaws 2 is
so
like
I've
the
never seen Jaws.
Never seen Jaws. Oh, man.
Many people feel it's the Terminator 2 of Jaws movies.
Could it be the aliens of Jaws movies?
Wow, well, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
It's like the Caddyshack 2 of Jaws movies. Much better movie.
No way. Jaws 3D is the Caddyshack 2.
That's true. That's true.
Of the Jaws franchise.
Enough math, fellas. Because now's the part of the show where I say, Bert, turn it off. Let the games begin! Shout out to City Cab, by the way, and everyone who were making fun of me for running through the lobby because earlier I forgot my cell phone in the cab, and the Westin Hotel gets a shout out too because the crack staff looked at videotape, found the cab company and the number of the cab, and then
they CSI'd that shit immediately.
Enhance.
They were very relaxed about it, but had great ideas. I was sort of like, is this going to work? You know, what's going to happen? And then they got the name of the cab company, and I called, and the dispatcher said, yeah, I'll see what I can do. And we gave him Sam's phone number. And then the driver called, said, I'm coming back over to the Westin, I'll bring you your phone for $7,000.
Yeah.
It's a classic Boston move.
So thank you to City Cab because it was worth it.
Yeah.
No, I got my phone back for just a reasonable tip.
Very nice.
I think it was reasonable. How much do you? Let's go down the line.
Yep.
Starting with Ken, how much would you give to get your phone back if you could just get your phone back within 10 minutes of having lost it?
Within 10 minutes, and he only took you from the airport.
Or maybe 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Well, that's different. I'd give him 50.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. How much would you give him, Josh? Would you give him some shit chocolate?
Yeah, I'd probably give him a MetPipe business card. Be like, hey, if you ever need a toilet, let me know. I'll hook you up.
You look like a man who could use a toilet.
Yeah, you need something. Do you have a shower head at your house? This cab smells terrible.
Yeah. How about a massaging shower head?
Hey, holler at me if you ever blast out your existing toilet.
Which looks like it'll be soon. We got toilets that are rated for guys like you.
Sam, what do you think?
I would have gone 40.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I fucked up.
Yeah, because who has a 50?
I gave him 20.
That's enough.
That's fine.
Jeez, somebody go drag the Charles. He probably committed suicide after that.
He was pretty happy about it, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. And I told him, that's never going to happen again, because next time I'm going to Uber.
Yeah. I left my jacket in an Uber once, and the guy came back, and I gave him 10.
Yeah, that's a jacket.
Yeah.
This is a fucking phone. I should have given him 50.
Yeah.
I should have. So, yeah, if you're listening. I still don't know his name. I know his cab number, so.
That's actually his name. They make the drivers change their name to numbers.
Shout out to 207.
The dispatch guy was like in the chain of events, the dispatch guy was the one that had me worried because he didn't sound really that interested in recovering my phone.
Yeah.
Because I started to describe the phone, you know, the phone case, and he was like, we'll let you know. Wouldn't even let me finish talking about my fucking Disney phone case. But, also, how many phones are going to be in that one cab? We knew which cab it was.
Yeah. I'm just
so like, which phone is it?
I'm just picturing the dispatch guy's been in the little Louis De Palma cage for like 40 years and doesn't know there are cell phones and thinks you left a house phone in there. Like, all right, what is it? One of them fancy not rotary ones? Get over it.
Well, yeah, so all of the references in that joke were for the over 40 crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, I know how to read an audience.
Every last one of them.
Yeah, so I'm gonna call that same dispatcher and say, hey, could you help me get $30 more to the driver of cab number 207? And he's not going to be into it.
Nope. I've taped it under a toilet in the third stall at South Station.
Wait, we have the cab driver's number, though.
I do.
I might call. We might call him later and all say, right, meet us wherever we're at. I'll give you more money. Yeah, he was so happy for 20. I kind of want to see how he's going to feel about 30 more.
He's going to go, don't rob me.
Doug, I got news for you. If you just want to see happiness on a stranger's face when you give them money, we could just find people.
Not in Boston.
No, he did something. So at least he would feel like he was getting it for a reason. Like when somebody just walks up to you and hands you money, my first reaction is this got anthrax on it? Yeah. Like, what the fuck are you handing me this for? Yeah.
My first reaction is, I'm Jewish, so you must know something I don't. Thank you. Feel free to lean into that stereotype. I'm good with this transaction.
Has anyone ever walked up to you, just handed you money, and like said, have a nice day?
Maybe. What are you, the IRS?
I might be. Call me Special Agent Reed, please.
All right, so I saw them earlier, but you guys get to see them now. There's lots of great name tags. So pick one that you want to play for.
Am I on any of these name tags? And don't you lie to me.
Go look closer, Sam. And while they do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Movement Watches, started by two broke college kids that wanted to wear stylish watches but couldn't afford them. Movement Watches was founded on the belief that style shouldn't break the bank. Just like Doug Loves Movies, they started from scratch and built a following year after year. By selling their products entirely online, Movement was able to cut out the middleman and the retail markup in order to provide you the best possible price. Watches starting at just $95. That's a fraction of what department store brands typically charge. This revolutionary pricing, along with MVMT's classic design, quality construction, and styled minimalism, has led to over 500,000 watches being sold in over 160 countries. I even have one, and I've been getting compliments ever since I put it on. Whenever I put it on. So step up your watch game and see why people across the world love Movement Watches. Just go to MVMT.com/Doug and get 15% off today, plus with free shipping and free returns. Movement Watches make great gifts. Whether you're celebrating a grad or your dad, it is Father's Day-ish. Movement is the perfect place to shop. That's MVMT.com/Doug. Join the movement. Today's episode is also brought to you in part by I'm Dying Up Here, the new drama that Doug Diggs, executive produced by Jim Carrey on Showtime, with new episodes every Sunday night at 10 p.m. I'm Dying Up Here centers around a group of young and upcoming comedians hoping to make it big in the 1970s L.A. comedy scene. Every night, these stand-ups wait their turn to get a chance to perform at Goldie's, the hottest club in Hollywood. But as they soon find out, there's no such thing as an easy laugh. They'll first have to win over club owner Goldie, played by Academy Award winner Melissa Leo, so she's no snowflake. She rules the Sunset Strip with an iron fist. And these comics aren't ready until she says they're ready. Don't miss I'm Dying Up Here every Sunday at 10 p.m. only on Showtime. Go to Showtime.com to download the Showtime app now and start your free trial.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are.
They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Sam is giving me a box that says "What's in the fucking box" on it, and I'm gonna open it right up. Oh, it's full of fucking donuts.
Oh, Jesus.
And then, as Ken mentioned during the break, I also got a big toilet donut. What are you doing, Sam?
Nothing.
Where are those from? Those look like Union Square donuts. Are those Union Square?
Yeah, those are real donuts.
I know.
Sam, if you want to throw one of these donuts, you have to walk off of the stage.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
I don't even think we should do it that way, because it's just a...
Just hand them to people.
It's just a loophole. Well, somebody brought... Where's the person that brought the crocheted donuts? Where are you at? What's your name? Let me give you a shout out. Tracy. Tracy crocheted a bunch of donuts because they're softer and safer for throwing.
Gluten-free?
Yeah, yeah, but we can't throw those here because they told us not to throw anything.
Yeah.
And when I say they told us, it's just a small sign in the green room. Like, why do I look around at every wall? Why didn't I just walk in there, just fucking stare out the window for a few minutes and then come throw some donuts?
That's what you get for telling people you're literate. You can claim ignorance at every club you're at.
Somebody tossed a canister up here that says "From Maine with love," and so thank you for that.
Blueberries.
I'm pretty sure I know what's in there, and I can't wait to forget it in a cab.
Yep. Can you describe the case?
It's got an alien on it.
If you gave the cab driver money for that, it is no longer a cab driver exchange. You just conscripted him into a new career.
What do you got there for your name tag, Ken?
This is When Harry Svet Sally, and I was disturbed by it because they've photoshopped my face on Meg Ryan's, which I thank you for, and your face on Billy Crystal's, and she's straddling him as well, which I don't remember that poster. This looks like it's a British poster for the movie, which is a little more racier, and it disturbed me so much I had to get it off the streets.
Yeah, and it says on the poster, "Can two friends fuck on a bar stool and still love each other?"
Yeah.
At last call.
And then at the bottom it says, "See Billy Crystal do an old Jewish man voice."
All right, good job. Svet made this.
Svet?
Person named Svet.
Svetlana, is your name? That's your real name? Oh, nice.
Wow. Yeah.
Well done.
When Harry Svetlana. All right, Josh, what do you got?
So I've got Mike and Doug need wedding dates, and they really went above and beyond because they did both sides of the board here.
It's a two-sided poster.
Right, and so it's you and Doug, or no, you and Mike, sorry, with these two up here, your wife and your daughter. All right. So
what?
So Doug,
what am I doing?
You're shirtless with Mike's daughter.
Oh,
which,
no.
Which is apparently what he's interested in. And
do you know what show this is, or do you just bring that?
You keep saying daughter. She's an adult.
Yeah. I mean, she's not little Logan, or she's all right. But no, it's good. And then on the back. For some reason on the back, they didn't superimpose their own faces onto the women.
Right, but also, where's the
shithead? But on the front, it's not weird?
There's two people in between.
Where's the shithead?
Yeah.
Where's the shithead?
I don't know if there is one.
Why no shithead?
They were feeling bold?
Yeah.
Oh, they think they're going to win.
Whoa.
All right,
that's critical.
We'll see what happens.
You are not.
Oh, I saw this one on the internet. I like
this
one.
Good. Yeah, this is one of my favorite movies, and this guy did a pretty great job. This would be My Blue Kevin, which is one of my favorite Steve Martin films, My Blue Heaven. And he did put quite a few DLM regulars on it, although I'm not featured.
I'm in a suit with a gavel and a Bane mask. I think I know my next job.
Yeah, the Bane mask has pushed me over the line on this one. That's why I went with it.
And all right, it's got lots of the regulars from the show, including Ken Reed Jeff Tate and Jacob Siroff and Dan Van Kirk. Yep. And it's got the date on there. I mean, it's really complicated. And then it's got a nice frame on it.
Yeah.
And Kevin Bowes is
a video editor.
He's made himself blue on there, too, so it looks like he's going to pass out.
Yeah. And his shithead, for anybody else who's curious about this, is in an envelope taped on the back.
Yes, Oscar style.
That's very polite.
Yeah. It says Moonlight in there, doesn't it?
Well, I'll tell you this. I think the odds of us hearing what that says in that envelope are slim. Because if I were a betting man, I would think Sam's going to win, but let's just play the games and see what happens.
No way.
Here we go. Good job, everybody, with your name tags. There's always tomorrow when dreams can come true. All right, the first game we're going to play, because it's that time of year, you guys. If you're a dad or a grad or no one, you know that there's some commencement speeches going on, and this game is called the Commence with the Commencement game. I'm going to read a commencement speech from a motion picture. A classic, I dare say.
Okay.
And you guys can guess as often as you like until one of you discerns the correct title, the full title of this motion picture. Shout out your guesses as
Say
often
anything.
As you like. And that's always a fun thing to do. Does anybody else have a pre-guess? It's not Say Anything.
No.
Okay. Oh, and I do it as Bane.
Thank you.
Even better.
So you don't know which character is saying these things, because Bane has never made a commencement speech.
Yet.
Well.
That I'm aware of. If any school out there, I don't even care if it's an online school, if there's any school that would like a Bane commencement speech, I'd be happy to write and deliver it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We already have the promo shot right here.
But this has to be a judge school.
Yeah.
This is from a movie without Bane in it.
Okay.
Is my point. Look good, feel good.
Is it The Graduate?
It is with passion, courage of conviction,
Dead Poet Society,
and strong sense of self,
School Ties,
that we take our next steps into the world.
Space Camp.
Remembering that first impressions are not always correct.
Can't hardly wait.
You must always have faith.
10 things I hate about you.
In people.
Red Dawn.
The invasion happened during your commencement speech?
Well, that's what they did the speech, and then they were like, oh, forget it.
I love you, Beth Cooper.
There's no reason to confess things like that. Just play the game, Sam.
I was in that movie.
Come on, little Logan. And most importantly,
One Crazy Summer.
You must always have faith in yourself.
Fuck.
X-Men. First Class.
Never Been Kissed.
School of Rock.
Okay, the audience is starting to guess a little bit, so don't guess, audience. I'm going to give you guys another clue. I'll read the part that I think is the most clearly from the voice of this character in a voice that I think is how she sounds. I've already said it's a she. Does that help?
Election?
No. Murmur, 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 murmur. And most importantly, you
legally
have to
blonde.
Legally Blonde.
Yes.
Nice. Very nice.
Yep.
Wow, that would have been over in a second if I had just done my spot-on impression
of Jeff Sessions
of Elle Woods. Yeah.
Of Graham Elle Woods. That's right. Oh, that was fantastic. All right, Ken. Well, good for you, because you really needed that win today.
Desperately.
You needed to start off a winner because, according to my calculations, because I prepared everything,
So I know I'm pretty sure what's going to happen next. We got three veteran players of the games on this show, so I thought it'd be a fun time to bust out the Leonard Maltin game.
Oh! Wow! Wow!
Ooh, boy! Woo. It has made my year! I don't want Reagan to see this.
Well, I put a bag over his head. Because I know if I were in the audience, I would like Reagan staring at me.
So rendition Reagan is way better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking creepy as shit. That's what a very classy young lady in the front row said.
That was his re-election campaign slogan in 84.
I'm creepy as shit. Well, I can only say the well. The rest of the impression's terrible. All right. So basically, if anyone who is a newer listener to the show or has never heard the show, the Leonard Maltin game is a little complicated to explain to the guests every time out. And also, the Leonard Maltin app died. So, but a lovely gentleman in the Atlanta area sent me a booklet of rounds of this game, and then I came up with names for the categories. Because we play it a little bit differently this way. I'll give you three choices, Ken, of categories, and not tell you... I'll just tell you the wacky names of the categories, not what the categories are actually about.
Okay.
And then you have to pick one, and then I'll tell you what the... I'll tell you the rest of the things you need to know to start off the round.
Okay. I consent to that.
This game is on a need-to-know basis. But I do wish to remind everybody, Josh, do you know the Leonard Maltin game?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I want to remind you about the negative name aspect.
Sure.
You can bid negative names if you want to name people in the movie from the bottom up.
No, top down.
Top down, I mean, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's summer. Put the top down.
Yeah. You name them like you undress, top down.
What? Is that how you get undressed?
I don't know. Do people go bottom up?
Shoes. He takes his shoes off last. I take my pants off over my shoes.
Oh, like
anybody
yeah,
knows when they're dressing from top down.
Yep. You lazy undressers. Let's do a BuzzFeed article. You've been undressing wrong. Clothes are designed to go top down.
All right. Okay. Oh, we're playing to 2 points. So the first person to get two either correct answers or challenges will be our winner. Ken, and then we'll go Ken, Josh, Sam, just to, you know why I did that.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I know, Doug. I always knew.
Yeah. All right. Ken, would you like a category called the 19th hole? Or rock the vote? Or four seasons?
I'm going to go four seasons.
All right. These are films that were directed by Alan Alda or have a season in the title.
Okay. All right. All right. That makes me feel good.
Okay, confident?
Yeah.
Dry, secure?
Yeah. I'll raise my hand.
If you're sure. Leonard calls this movie from 2014 a 3.5-star movie. He calls it cutting edge. And he says this movie has surprisingly serious underpinnings. Yeah. Those clues are rarely helpful.
Jeez.
I don't want to give away what it is. But Leonard lists 14 actors in this motion picture that was either directed by Alan Alda or has a season in the title. Hmm. How many out of 14 do you think you can get it in?
Eight.
Eight names, he says, Josh. Eight. Do you want to challenge him to hear the bottom eight names, or do you want to bid
14, name that
lower?
Movie. Name that movie.
He gets eight out of 14.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Oh,
with
boy.
14, that's...
All right.
2014. I don't even.
That's
Sam.
Hey, no, that's fine. This
do
is
wanna,
not a game.
Do you want to punch Reagan?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Sounds like a horrible mother talking to her teenage son.
Do you want to punch Reagan?
Should I leave you alone so you can punch Reagan?
Are you punching Reagan in there?
Well, mother,
I don't recall.
All right, here you go. Here's your eight names from this motion picture from 2014, 3.5 stars, cutting edge, surprisingly serious underpinnings. Oh, fucking hate serious underpinnings. I don't need anything down there that's serious. And please, when this comes to you into your head in the audience, don't shout it out, because I think people are going to know it.
I'm not going to know
from these eight names. I think. We'll see. Gary Sinise, Jenny Agutter, Toby Jones, Haley Atwell, Emily Van Camp, Maximiliana Hernandez, Frank Grillo, and Kobe Smulders. See, there are people who know it.
Is this Winter Soldier?
Full title?
Captain America, the Winter Soldier?
That is correct.
Whoa!
Alan Alda's finest work.
It is really good.
Yeah.
All right, so Ken is on the board with one point, but Sam is now in control because he was left out of that skirmish.
Take control.
Take control.
Come out of the shadows, little Logan.
That's what I say when I undress.
All right, so Sam gets to go first, then we switch the order, go to Josh. Sam gets to pick a category between these three. Would you like four-letter word, eat my dust, or the Boston Strangler?
Clearly, I have to take the Boston Strangler.
You don't want to get hit with a battery again.
It was a C battery, ladies and gentlemen.
That's no
And
joke.
It was thrown hard. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, the Boston Strangler. I'm sure you'll be very happy to pick this.
Oh, terrific.
Is movies with the name of a city in the title.
Oh, okay.
And this is a motion picture from 2002. Leonard gives it 3 stars, and he says, the stars are good. The stars of the film. And he also calls it an Oscar winner.
Mm-hmm.
And he lists 10 names.
It doesn't mean it's an Oscar winner, he just calls it one.
It could be, he could just be describing it as, this is a real Oscar winner, maybe, someday. No, I believe it means it did win Oscars. He gives it 3 stars.
Zero names.
2002. Yeah. I don't know what is happening. Sam is so good at this game. What do you got, Josh?
Yeah, if I had any idea, I'd try, but... Name that
well,
movie. Sam.
You know what, though?
Just name away. I feel pretty negative about my answer right now, so I don't want to go any further negative.
All right, well, I'm just going to tell you, and Sam is happy that you're playing honorably, but this is now Sam's going to have a point, and you could have kicked it down the field to Ken.
It's a fair point, yeah.
Oh, no, then he would have had 2 points, though.
That's right, yeah. Right. No, it would
so you did the right thing.
Yeah,
you did the right
nervous.
Thing. You did the right thing from every possible angle.
I feel good about it, yeah.
Plus,
I really only had 2 angles coming into me.
Plus, so. I could always be wrong, and he could get a point. I am wrong occasionally.
People are laughing at you and taking out batteries.
All right, Boston, calm down. It's Chicago.
That is correct.
Yeah. It won Best Picture, for fuck's sake. Who's number one? Is it Zellweger or Gere? I didn't want to gamble.
Yeah, I had no idea who number one would be.
Captain Zeta-Jones,
Zellweger's number one, probably?
Here. Yeah, Zellweger. It's about her character more than any of the others. But.
Roxy, right?
Yeah.
I saw that show on Broadway, and I fell asleep.
Who was that?
It was the loudest show on Broadway. I was sitting in the third, I was like, I'm out. Wake me up when Joel Grey gets here. I don't like musicals, guys.
The music's very soothing.
Who did you go? That's did you go you with somebody?
Yeah, my parents.
And they just let you sleep?
They didn't give a shit. They wanted to see it.
Sam sat on his father's lap and was was embarrassed when they got to the ventriloquist scene.
Yeah. Is that a Freaks and Geeks reference?
Yep.
What?
At least I don't dress like a ventriloquist dummy. Was an insult that Sam said?
Right, but there's this scene in the show where they pretend to be a ventriloquist dummy.
I've seen the film.
Did you fall asleep?
Wait, you fell asleep when they're doing it live in front of your face, and you're
like,
I'm
going to
check out the movie.
No, they were years apart, number one. And number two, I felt bad, and it wasn't like I was going to go to see it again on Broadway.
Oh, you felt bad? You decided to give back $8?
Yeah, Broadway gives back, so do I.
The Broadway cast got a note when he saw the movie. They were like, Mr. Levine has finally seen it. They're like, well, thankfully I can put that chapter to rest.
Thank God none of us were involved in the movie because they cast movie stars.
Yes.
Yeah, it sucks. All right, here we go. I mean, I think that also may have helped you that Leonard only gave it 3 because you're friends with Leonard and you probably know that he thought it was overrated.
I knew exactly what it was the minute you said the year. It won Best Picture, guys. No, it was a very obvious pick in my brain.
Settle down. I hadn't said anything about the Oscars yet.
No, you didn't.
So at 2002, you knew it.
I knew exactly.
I want to know now. I'm going to look this up later.
Okay.
If there's any other movie from 2002 that has a city in the title.
There may very well be, but that was the first one that came to me because, again, it won Best Picture.
I said it won some Oscar. I said it won Oscar winner.
I knew that it was the Best Picture winner for 02.
I know.
But it could have won a sound design.
I think it won several awards.
Won a bunch of stupid. Yeah. Sorry, sound designer.
Yeah.
And ceremonies held earlier awards.
You guys, it beat out the Two Towers for a lot of awards.
All right, Ken has control.
Oh boy.
And then it goes to Josh. So this could the two of you could end this. Sam could be sad over there.
We can end this.
What are you gonna do?
We could end this.
Put on your battery catching mitt.
Yeah, there are people here with car batteries, Sam. I should tell you that.
Fuck.
All right, I gotta find some categories. Oh, here we go. All right, would you like the category Google Maps?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds fun. Mm-hmm. Or what about F-bombs?
That's a fun category.
Let me give you a third one.
Oh, you're a third, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Or do you want to just pick from those two?
No, I'm curious what the third is.
Yeah, I would be too if I were you. It might be movies Ken Reed has seen.
Should have just waited.
So impatient. I got to find another one, though. I haven't filled in this entire thing.
It's like an SAT booklet.
The guy did a terrific job. I wish I could give him a shout out by name, but he'll tweet at me tomorrow or the next day.
He had it bound, everybody. It's spiral bound.
Yeah, it's real nice. But I can't find another fucking category. You were right to just pick between two.
Yeah. This guy should have done a better job indexing.
Why the hell am I shutting you down when you could just pick from the two? Yeah, go ahead and pick from the two since you liked one of them.
Let's go F-bombs.
You like F-bombs?
I like F-bombs.
You were going to pick the third one anyway.
No, I don't care what it was. There's no way.
All right. Here we go. These are movies Ken Reed has not seen.
That's a big category.
Yeah, I don't know why it's called F-bombs. It's like a weird name for the category.
They're all made after the year 2000.
Now I can't even find the F-bombs category. This is a nightmare. I got to find it because you picked it.
Whatever you find. The first one open
it's
to.
All right.
No. It's got to be F-bombs. It's in here somewhere.
It's Famke Jensen movies.
Josh, what do you think it's going to be?
Oh, boy, I don't know where The Rock swears.
Oh, that's not a terrible idea. What about you, Sam?
PG-13 movies because you're only allowed to say fuck once.
Nice.
Oh, that is really nice.
And you're not allowed to say it in a sexually related manner.
Can you name the PG-13 movies with boobs in them? There's 4.
Titanic.
Yep.
The Fifth Element?
Nope.
She's just scantily clad the whole time.
There's some kind of boob in
there. I'm talking full boob.
No. Oh. You need nipple.
All right.
Wow.
No, I don't know. The other, no, the,
you
the
don't
other,
know?
The other three are not. No, Mr. Skin, I don't.
You know. Someone clearly never had to rent movies from Blockbuster. Well, I don't want to say them now. It could be a future category.
This is a good one. I'm excited that I found it. Because F-bombs is movies that Leonard Maltin hated that begin with the letter F.
Oh!
Finally. Okay.
Yeah. So as previously stated, Ken, Leonard Maltin gave this the bomb designation. Didn't even get one star, just straight up bomb.
Yeah, not duh.
He calls this movie excruciating. And he also mentions that the movie is replete with close-ups of vomit. Now, that's a pretty good clue. That's also not a very good clue.
What is the year, please?
The year, thank you for asking, is 1998.
Oh.
And Leonard lists 16 names.
16 names.
Start us off, Ken.
Ooh. Oh.
With some strategic bidding.
16 names. I go four names.
He's gonna. He just wants four names, Josh. I feel like I know where this is headed. Yeah, so does Sam.
I mean, I'm just playing a lot of defense here. Name that movie.
Right? You got to... What's he going to do? He can't go three names.
He could go three. Come on. The vomit? The vomit?
Did that narrow it down for you?
Yeah. Do you know the PG-13 movies are close-ups of vomit? There's only four.
Titanic.
Titanic.
All right. 16 names, you want four.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want four. That's what you're going to get.
Give it to me.
Whether you like it or not. And it's this will be an interesting one. Sam, do you have any thoughts?
I'm going to keep my thoughts to myself at present.
Okay.
Very official.
The four names are Ellen Barkin, Harry Dean Stanton, Last Man Stanton's namesake.
Wow.
Michael Jeter and Christina Ricci. That's four out of the 16 names.
Oh.
That Leonard has chosen to give credit for being in this movie.
Christina Ricci. Ooh.
Right?
That's tough, actually. 98, mm-hmm. Christina Ricci.
Any thoughts at this point, Sam?
Yeah, I think... I think Josh is about to get a point.
Let's say Friends and Lovers.
No.
No, I don't think that's a movie. I just want us to say that so I can feel comfortable enough to give my real
answer.
But
I'm glad you at least remember that it begins with F. Yeah. So you threw out an F.
That, yeah. I didn't even think of an F title.
Friends with Benefits?
Yeah. Sure.
That's not it. Do you know what it is, Sam?
No, I really don't.
You don't?
No.
Is it sure?
My guess is going to be Final Destination.
No. No, not with those
There's
actors.
No, vomit in
no, no, no.
Ellen is it like a John Waters movie?
The rest of the names are just, and only the people on stage just yell out when you know it. Gary Busey, Flea, Lyle Lovett, Cameron Diaz, Penn Jillette, Tim Thomerson, Mark Harmon, Catherine Hellman, Craig Bierko, Tobey Maguire, Benicio del Toro.
And Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
That's it, yes. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
I thought that was earlier than 98.
That's good.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I read it wrong. It's from 1994. I'm kidding.
Yeah. I thought that was earlier. I forgot.
Yeah. It's still been a minute. And boy, Leonard did not like that.
Yeah. Ooh. And that is a much beloved cult classic.
But Leonard had that thing with Hunter S. Thompson.
That's true.
The duel.
I bet he gave a better rating to the Bill Murray one.
Oh, yeah, where the Buffalo Room.
Yeah.
Newly out on Blu-ray.
I find them both off-putting, but that might just be because, you know, the main character is a weirdo.
Yeah.
Who's fucking on acid and shit all
the time.
There's
very few movies I enjoy where someone uses a cigarette holder.
And all of those were directed by John Waters?
Well, only Cecil B. Demented has a cigarette holder.
Oh, okay.
What about the Cecil Batman, B. the original Demented. Batman?
Well, Batman 66?
Yeah.
TV series. I don't like the movie, though.
That's what I'm saying, the movie.
Burgess Meredith?
Yeah. He's got a cigarette holder.
Yeah. It's not my favorite.
Okay.
All right, Sam, Dalmatians. You're in charge. Hey.
You don't say.
Yeah. You get to determine that everybody's got a point. We got a three-way tie, everybody. We got to get her done, so.
All right.
Sam, I'm going to give you three choices. You know, we all know what a big mistake it was where Ken to only take two options.
Yep.
It's a reoccurring theme in my life.
Would you like X-ray or Lando or C?
CISO? Yeah. It's clearly
Lando or CISO?
Yeah.
Or the do-over?
Oh.
One of those you want?
Let's do the do-over.
All right, the do-over. You sound so sad about it.
I know. Like, what?
Is... Oh, no.
I said I'd never do this.
Movies with a title that has been used previously.
Got it.
On another known movie. It's a totally different thing. It's not a reboot. It's not a do-over. It's the same title once again. This one is from 2014. Leonard says about this movie that it features episodes of silliness and that it's energetically juvenile. He gives it 2.5 stars, and he lists 19 names.
That is a lot of names.
What do you think, Sam?
I will do it in 16 names.
Not so confident this time.
No, I'm not.
Josh?
15 names.
Ken?
10.
Ken says 10. 10 for Ken.
Name that movie.
Right. Oh, shit.
All right.
Will this be the first time you've ever won with a name that movie?
No.
Okay.
Good to know.
Your 10 names are Hannibal Buress, Kyle Nowacek, Anders Holm, Blake Anderson, Adam Devine, Jorma Taccone, Akiva Schaffer, Andy Samberg, Craig Roberts, and Jared Carmichael. 10 out of 19 names.
Ooh, and this is
2014.
The title of another movie.
Mm-hmm. That part, you might want to dwell on that part if not recognizing what all those people were in is a problem.
I really don't know.
Sam knows it. Sam knows it in his heart.
I'm so angry is at it, myself right now.
How many less names could you have gotten it with, Sam? Just the first one?
Yeah.
Hannibal's not in a ton of movies.
No, he's not, sure. But I haven't seen any movies after 1999. Mm. And I miss Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. So, what the hell movie?
Yeah, I'd say guess a movie that's, you know, had a title that another movie had, but that's kind of hard to just pull out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to go with. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like they did Kicking and Screaming. That was a title twice.
Yeah, I remember that was twice. I'm going to go with The Bodyguard, which is not been
there
reused.
Was My Bodyguard and The Bodyguard. They haven't used totally one different. Twice. But and that's your guess?
I got nothing.
All right. Well, that means that Sam Levine is our winner! Yay! And just like Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway, we will not be reading what's in that envelope.
At least not on stage.
That is correct.
At least not correctly.
Yeah.
All right. And Sam knows it already, but yeah. The rest of the actors were Carlo Gallo, Jake Johnson, Lisa Kudrow, Ike Barinholtz, Christopher Mintz-Plasse, Dave Franco, Rose Byrne, Zac Efron, and Seth Rogen. And it was the second time that the title Neighbors had been used.
Oh, yes. Sure. I know.
The original Neighbors was Aykroyd and Belushi, and the director. The director, John G. Avildsen, just died. It just happened. He just died.
Kathy Moriarty is in that.
It's a great movie.
If you've never seen the original Neighbors, here's one very important thing you need to know about it. About a week before production, Belushi and Aykroyd called the studio and said, "We're switching roles."
And it's great.
And the studio was like, "What?" And they were like, "This is the role I've always played. This is the role he's always played. We're fucking switching." And the studio was like, "Fine." And that's why the movie is so fucking weird.
Yeah. Aykroyd's got bleach blonde hair and blue contact lenses in, and look, it's super
weird. I can imagine it with them playing, playing, and it's still not being very good.
It wouldn't have been great either way, but it's kind of weird.
It's a rough movie.
It's got a good soundtrack.
John G. Avildsen, rest in peace. We don't have time for this. Do you guys have any plugs? Let's start with you, Ken Reed. What do you got coming up?
Next week I'll be at Denver Comic Con doing some live TV guidance counselors and running panels and hanging around. So if people not here in Boston, but people listening are in Denver.
I don't need that name tag, Josh, because it doesn't have a shithead on it. Do you guys have a shithead you could just say to me? Okay. Good one.
I was told Boston wasn't a political town.
Please don't politicize Doug Love's movies.
What the hell?
Josh, Metropolitan Pipe, how can people get shit?
If anybody needs any toilets or any plumbing supplies, please let me know.
Do you sell those Japanese toilets that clean your butt?
Yeah, damn right we do. Thank you.
We're going to talk.
You can call 1-800-MET-PIPE or www.metpipe.com. Also, you can follow me on Twitter.
Isn't he a great guest, you guys?
Thank you. Always happy to be here.
What's your Twitter handle?
You can follow me on Twitter at Wagon Sports. I've got a podcast called Off the Wagon Sports where we get drunk and talk about sports.
Very nice. Yeah. Thanks for being here, dude. Sam Levine.
You can follow me Twitter, Instagram at Sam Levine, Sam with two M's. Wet Hot American Summer, 10 years later. This fall, I think. Later this summer, this fall, I don't know. On Netflix and Kevin Pollak's chat show on YouTube.
And check him out in Logan on demand.
Yes.
That'd be a good cartoon show, Little Logan.
Little Logan.
You're just as angry as him and he is, but one-fifth the size.
Mm-hmm. One-fifth? I mean, I'm short, man, but Jesus.
Say 20% at least.
One of his arms is as thick as your torso.
Wasn't he in Chicago?
No, he wasn't. That was Richard Gere. So, July 2nd, Douglas Movies is at the Improv in Kansas City. And I don't know about you guys, but I feel like this first time here at Laugh Boston has been a complete success.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Very good.
So much fun. Be excited to see, some of you back here tomorrow, but then also down the road in the future, I'd love to come back if this club will continue to have me. We'll see how tomorrow goes. Tomorrow I might get fucked up and forget about the no-throwing rule. You just never know.
But
hopefully it'll all work out. And as always, Donald Trump is a shithead. And the American legal system is...
Oh, yeah!
Hey, once again, thanks to I'm Dying Up Here, the new Showtime original drama series, executive produced by Jim Carrey, about a group of young, upcoming comedians hoping to make it big in 1970s LA comedy scene. I've seen the pilot, can't wait to see more.
because they're going to soon find out there's no such thing as an easy lap. Don't miss I'm Dying Up Here Sundays at 10, 9 Central, only on Showtime. Download the Showtime app now to start your free trial.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, because Doug...